From Michael Jackson to Motor City, here's a sentiment you wouldn't expect to hear coming out of Detroit.
We're really, really stinking lucky, you know, and the rest of the country must be really, really stinking unlucky.
The reason why Chris Handyside feels so blessed is because of the local music scene in Detroit. That's where they'll have something called The Blowout this weekend, Celeste Headley reports.
The Metro Times Blowout started 12 years ago on a shoestring budget.
Hey, I got some curtains. My dad's got an old record player. We're show people. Let's put on a show, right?
Chris Handyside co-founded the festival as a fundraiser for the Detroit Music Awards. The idea was to book as many local bands as possible to play in the tiny bars and clubs of Hamtramck over the course of 4 days. Simple, right? But more than once, musical history is made. As with the White Stripes, who played the first and second years of the Blowout, the band was struggling and Handyside wasn't sure if they'd play.
And the White Stripes indeed, you know, got it together and came out as a band and just killed. It was a magical experience. You know, people were singing along to their songs and it was a brilliant moment.
Eminem has also played at the Blowout, along with Outrageous Cherry, the Detroit Cobras, and the Van Bondies. Brian Smith is the feature editor for the Metro Times. He says when he moved to Detroit, he was blown away by the number of great musicians here.
I just said, wow, it must be something in the water, because I couldn't think of anything else to say.
This year, 200 bands will play in 15 bars over 4 nights in Hamtramck. The diminutive town is 2 square miles and filled with blue-collar workers. At one time, it had the highest concentration of bars of any city in the country.
When you walk into some of the bars, there's still a 60-year-old dude nursing a Schlitz or a Stroh's at the bar, and he'll look up and he'll nod, and the 20-year-old hipster will sit down next to him, and they'll have a conversation.
Hamtramck is overrun every year during the Blowout. An estimated 5,000 people turned out last year to listen to the bands.
It's a frighteningly well-attended, scary, big, loud, noisy festival.
Brian Smith says the music you hear is often very original and very good. Remember, this is the birthplace of Motown and techno. It's also the city that gave us Aretha Franklin, Bob Seger, George Clinton, Alice Cooper, Iggy Pop, and the MC5.
A lot of my friends that have moved away from Detroit and tried to play music elsewhere just can't find people that have the right feel. People outside of Detroit don't have a musical foundation that's connected to all this history.
Matthew Smith is with the band Outrageous Cherry. During the first year of the Blowout, he played with 4 or 5 different bands. He doesn't know the exact number.
Yeah, I don't remember any motivation. I just remember a bunch of bands going and jamming, like the same thing we normally do, but with everybody all, you know, doing it at once.
Concrete sidewalks in the sun, clouds and stars all on the run. Get out while you can.
Get out while you can.
Get out while you can.
Chris Handyside says there's a sense of musical community in Detroit that goes back to the 1940s. And although many of the musicians dream of making it big, the idea of music as an industry doesn't influence the sound.
The music industry here, such as it is, doesn't really exist, right? So you're working in a vacuum. The people who do create music here are expressing an idiosyncratic vision because they have nothing to lose.
We just became musicians and kind of didn't bother to notice that Motown had disappeared and that the whole music business had collapsed. We just carried on as if Motown was still happening.
Matthew Smith says bands here aren't striving to be the next new sound. They have 1 foot in the present and 1 in the past.
The idea of musicians really developing to a higher level, to the level of their heroes from the past, you know, is a real big thing in Detroit.
No one here is claiming that Detroit has better musicians than other cities, but Chris Handyside says the bands here are uncommon, with a distinctive sound.
We have such a unique culture where people are replicating the sounds of the factories or, you know, blowing off steam of depression, you know, like years of economic malaise, and they're screaming and it never stops.
And Matthew Smith says when people don't make it big here, they don't box up their guitars, store them in the attic, and take a job at a bank. They go on playing for the sheer joy of the music.
You know, we live in a really horrible, messed up city, but we envision a different world than the one we're living in. So maybe the first step towards making a better world is to create a soundtrack to a different world.
And once a year, that vision becomes a little more real in the sleepy city of Hamtramck. 200 bands and thousands of people will descend onto a few city blocks, sit on swaying wooden bar stools, and listen for the sounds of a new Detroit. Celeste Headlee, NPR News.